Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iran continues to target Christian believers, but the gospel still spreads through digital and satellite outreach. And Jesus' birth shows God's mission to reach the whole world. A story coming your way in just a few moments. But in our first story, the peace of Christ that Christians celebrate today takes on even deeper meaning in places marked by war or hostility. Take Iran, for example, where five Christians were recently sentenced to a combined more than 50 years in prison. And their crimes, in the government's eyes, include taking communion, reading scripture, and celebrating Christmas. Joe Willey serves with Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. The team knows their programs are a lifeline for isolated believers.
We have to really consider and not be glib about what they are going through and not just say, oh, it will be okay. Although we know in Christ, it will be okay.
Instead of glibness, programs need gospel grit. That's why Iranian expats serve across the Sat7 team. They bring cultural and personal understanding to help create biblically sound content that reaches Iran and beyond. And Christians aren't the only audience they hope to reach.
But what also is happening in Iran is that people who have been under a real burden of religion, they have been turning to atheism because they say, if this is religion, I don't want any part of it, until they hear the gospel, until they hear about grace, until they hear about forgiveness, and it changes everything.
Pray that hearts across Iran would be softened, perhaps for the first time, to Jesus today. Next, joy to the world can sound impossible for people who are facing overwhelming hardship. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says Israel's expectation of deliverance 2,000 years ago echoes what many feel today.
When Christ was born, they thought, oh, finally, here is the answer. The Romans will be gone. Life's going to get easier. He's going to establish the kingdom. We're going to be on top, and the poverty will be gone.
Blinded by that hope, many miss the ultimate rescue. The key is not to base hope and joy on uncertain circumstances.
When we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we fix our eyes on that hope, when we saturate ourselves with the things of God, the ugliness of the sinful world begins to fade away, and the light of the gospel comes to the forefront.
Many are worn down by suffering, longing for things to change. As we pray for peace, the Bible reminds us that the end times won't be easy. So this remedy helps believers endure.
Once we know that God is with us and recognizing we live in a broken and fearful world until Christ comes and establishes his kingdom, we recognize that in Christ, we can have an everlasting hope.
Pray that many people find their ultimate hope in Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, as we celebrate Christmas, David Boghossian with the Alliance for the Unreached sees Jesus' quiet arrival as a missional shout to the world. He says this truth is especially evident in the Magi's journey.
These are people that are following a star. They know so little, and yet God is reaching them where they are to take them where they need to go. And what I love about that story is God is shining light through what we call general revelation. And this is the smallest light that they have. And yet God uses us to bring them from a very far away place to where Jesus is being born. And the Magi become the first group of people to worship Jesus.
Boghossian says that in a way, even Egypt's history with Israel faces redemption as the country welcomes in Jesus amid Herod's attempt to wipe out a rival king. With this in mind, Christmas celebrates the longed-for arrival of the Messiah, not just for Israel, but also for the world. Boghossian says this should expand our focus to include missions at Christmas.
And there are still billions of people who have never heard. There are still 7,000 unreached people groups where the gospel has never gone. They can't celebrate Christmas with us. But one day they will, and we believe that could actually happen in our lifetime, in our generation.
Pray that Christians would use the Christmas season as an opportunity to share the hope they have in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. On behalf of the MNN writers, producers, partners, and radio affiliates, I want to thank you for praying and listening. I'm also wishing you a time of rest, peace, and joy today. Merry Christmas. I'm Ruth Kramer.